And when they were landed, Sir Tristram set up his pavilion upon the land of Camelot, and there he let hang his shield upon the pavilion. And that same day came two knights of King Arthur's. That one was Sir Ector de Maris and Sir Morganore. And they touched the shield and bade him come out of the pavilion for to joust, and he would joust. "Ye shall be answered," said Sir Tristram, "and ye will tarry a little while." Page 337. So he made him ready, and first he smote down Sir Ector de Maris, and after he smote down Sir Morganore, all with one spear, and sore bruised them. And when they lay upon the earth, they asked Sir Tristram what he was, and of what country he was knight. "Fair lord," said Sir Tristram, "wit ye well that I am of Cornwall." "Alas," said Sir Ector, "now am I ashamed that ever any Cornish knight should overcome me." And then for despite Sir Ector put off his armor from him and went on foot and would not ride. Chapter 20. How King Agwisance of Ireland was summoned to come to King Arthur's court for treason. Then it befell that Sir Bleoberis and Sir Balmor de Ganis, that were brethren, they had summoned the King Agwisance of Ireland for to come to Arthur's court upon pain of forfeiture of King Arthur's good grace. And if the King of Ireland came not in at the day assigned and set, the king should lose his lands. So by it happened that at the day assigned King Arthur neither Sir Lancelot might not be there for to give the judgment, for King Arthur was with Sir Lancelot at the castle Joyous Gard. And so King Arthur assigned King Carados and the King of Scots to be there that day as judges. So when the kings were at Camelot, King Agwisance of Ireland was come to know his accusers. Then was there Balamor de Ganis, and Apelled meaning accused, and Apelled the King of Ireland of treason, that he had slain a cousin of his in his court in Ireland by treason. The king was sore abashed of his accusation, for why he was come at the summons of King Arthur, and or that he came at Camelot, he wist not wherefore he was sent after. And when the king heard Sir Balamor say his will, he understood well there was none other remedy but to answer him knightly, for the custom was such in those days that an any man were upheld of any treason or murder, he should fight body for body, or else find another knight for him. Page 338. And all manner of murderers in those days were called treason. So when King Agwisance understood his accusing, he was passing heavy, for he knew Sir Balamor de Ganis that he was a noble knight and of noble knights common. Then the King of Ireland was simply purveyed of his answer. Therefore the judges gave him respite by the third day to give his answer. So the king departed unto his lodging. The meanwhile there came a lady by Sir Tristram's pavilion, making great dole. "What aileth you," said Sir Tristram, "that ye make such dole?" "Ah, fair knight," said the lady, "I am ashamed, unless that same good knight help me. For a great lady of worship sent by me a fair shield and a rich unto Sir Lancelot du Lake, and hereby there met with me a knight, and threw me down from my palfrey, and took away the shield from me." "Well, my lady," said Sir Tristram, "and for my lord Sir Lancelot's sake, I shall get you that shield again, or else I shall be beaten for it." And so Sir Tristram took his horse, and asked the lady which way the knight rode, and then she told him. And he rode after him, and within a while he overtook that knight. And then Sir Tristram bade him turn, and give again the shield. Page 339. Chapter 21. How Sir Tristram rescued a shield from a knight, and how Gouvernail told him of King Agwisance. The knight turned his horse, and he made him ready to fight. And then Sir Tristram smote him with a sword such a buffet that he tumbled to the earth, and then he yielded him unto Sir Tristram. Then come thy way, said Sir Tristram, and bring the shield to the lady again. So he took his horse weakly and rode with Sir Tristram, and then by the way Sir Tristram asked him his name. Then he said, My name is Brunis Sans Pite. So when they had delivered that shield to the lady, he said, Sir, as in this, the shield is well remedied. Then Sir Tristram let him go, that sore repented him after, for he was a great foe unto many good knights of King Arthur's court. Then when Sir Tristram was in his pavilion, Gouvernail, his man, came and told him how the King Agwisance of Ireland was come thither, and that he was put in great distress. And there Gouvernail told Sir Tristram how King Agwisance was summoned and appelled of murder. So, God me help, said Sir Tristram, these be the best tidings that ever came to me this 7 year, for now shall the King of Ireland have need of my help, for I dare say there is no knight in this country that is not of Arthur's court dare do battle with Sir Balmore de Ganis. And for to win the love of the King of Ireland, I will take the battle upon me, and therefore, Gouvernail, bring me, I charge thee, to the king. Then Gouvernail went unto King Agwisance of Ireland, and saluted him fair. The king welcomed him, and asked him what he would. Sir, said Gouvernail, here is a knight, right hand, that desireth to speak with you. He bade me say he would do your service. What knight is this? What knight is he? Said the king. Sir, he said, it is Sir Tristram de Lyonesse, that for your good grace that ye showed him in your lands will reward you in these countries. Come on, fellow, said the king, with me anon, and show me unto Sir Tristram. So the king took a little hackney meaning ambling horse, and but few fellowship with him, until he came unto Sir Tristram's pavilion. Page 340. And when Sir Tristram saw the king, he ran unto him and would have holden his stirrup, but the king leapt from his horse lightly, and either halsed other in arms. My gracious lord, said Sir Tristram, gramercy of your great goodness showed unto me in your marches and lands, and at that time I promised you to do my service ever it lay in my power. And gentle knight, said the king unto Sir Tristram, now have I great need of you. Never had I so great need of no knight's help. How so, my good lord, said Sir Tristram? I shall tell you, said the king. I am a summoned and appelled from my country for the death of a knight that was kin unto the good knight Sir Launcelot, and wherefore Sir Balmore de Glanis, brother to Sir Beobaris, hath appelled me to fight with him, other to find a knight in my stead. And well I wot, said the king, these that are come of King Ban's blood, as Sir Lancelot and these other, are passing good knights, and hard men for to win in battle as any that I know now living. Sir, says Sir Tristram, for the good lordship ye showed me in Ireland, and for my lady your daughter's sake, La Belle Isoude, I will take the battle for you upon this condition, that ye grant me two things. That one is that ye shall swear to me that ye are in the right, that ye were never consenting, that ye were never consenting to the knight's death. Sir, then, said Sir Tristram, when I have done this battle, if God give me grace that I speed, that ye shall give me a reward, what thing reasonable that I will ask of you? So God me help, said the king, ye shall have whatsoever ye will ask. It is well said, said Sir Tristram. Page 341. Chapter 22. How Sir Tristram fought for Sir Agwisance and overcame his adversary, and how his adversary would never yield him. Now make your answer that your champion is ready, for I shall die in your quarrel rather than to be recreant. I have no doubt of you, said the king, that and ye should have ado with Sir Launcelot du Lake. Sir, said Sir Tristram, as for Sir Launcelot, he is called the noblest knight of the world, and wit ye well that the knights of his blood are noble men, and dread shame. And as for Bleoberis, brother to Sir Balmore, I have done battle with him, therefore upon my head it is no shame to call him a good knight. It is noise, said the king, that Balmore is the hardier knight. Sir, as for that, let him be. He shall never be refused, and as he were the best knight that now beareth shield or spear. So King Agwisance departed unto King Carados and the kings that were that time as judges, and told them that he had found his champion ready. And then by the commandments of the kings, Sir Blamor de Ganis and Sir Tristram were sent for to hear the charge. And when they were come before the judges, there were many kings and knights beheld Sir Tristram, and much speech they had of him, because he slew Sir Marhaus, the good knight, and because he forejousted Sir Palomides, the good knight. And when they had taken their charge, they withdrew them to make them ready to do battle. Then said Sir Bleoberis unto his brother, Sir Balmore, Fair dear brother, remember of what kin we be come of, and what a man is Sir Lancelot du Lake, neither farther nor nearer, but brother's children. And there was never none of our kin that ever was shamed in battle, and rather suffer death, brother, than to be shamed. Brother, said Blamor, have ye no doubt of me, for I shall never shame none of my blood. Howbeit, I am sure that yonder knight is called a passing good knight, as of his time one of the world. Yet shall I never yield me, nor say the loath word. Page 342. Well may he happen to smite me down with his great might of chivalry, but rather shall he slay me than I shall yield me as a recreant. God speed you well, said Sir Bleoberis, for ye shall find him the mightiest knight that ever ye had ado withal, for I know him, for I have had ado with him. God me speed, said Sir Blamor de Ganis, and therewith he took his horse at the one end of the lists, and Sir Tristram at the other end of the lists, and so they feutred their spears and came together as it had been thunder. And there Sir Tristram, through great might, smote down Sir Blamor and his horse to the earth. Then anon Sir Blamor avoided his horse and pulled out his sword and threw his shield afore him, and bade Sir Tristram alight. For though an horse hath failed me, I trust to God the earth will not fail me. And then Sir Tristram alit and dressed him unto battle. And there they lashed together strongly, as raising and tracing, foining and dashing, many sad strokes, that the kings and knights had great wonder that they might stand, for ever they fought like woodmen, so that there were never knights seen fight more fiercely than they did. For Sir Blamor was so hasty, he would have no rest, that all men wondered that they had breath to stand on their feet, and all the place was bloody that they fought in. And at last Sir Tristram smote Sir Balmore such a buffet upon the helm that he fell down upon his side, and Sir Tristram stood and beheld him. Page 343. Chapter 23. How Sir Balmore desired Tristram to slay him, and how Sir Tristram spared him, and how they took appointment. And when Sir Blamor might speak, he said thus, Sir Tristram de Lionis, I require thee, as thou art a noble knight, and the best knight that ever I found, that thou wilt slay me out, for I would not live to be made lord of all the earth, for I have liever die with worship than live with shame. And need, Sir Tristram, thou must slay me, or else thou shalt never win the field, for I will never say the loath word. And therefore, if thou darest slay me, I require thee. When Sir Tristram heard him say so knightly, he was not what to do with him, but remembering him of both parts, of what blood he was coming, and for Lancelot's sake he would be loath to slay him, and in the other part in no wise he might not choose, but that he must make him say the loath word, or else slay him. Then Sir Tristram started back, and went to the kings that were judges, and there he kneeled down before them, and besought them for their worships, and for King Arthur's and Sir Lancelot's sake, that they would take this matter in their hands. For my fair lord, said Sir Tristram, if it were shame and pity that this noble knight that yonder lieth should be slain, for ye hear well, shamed will he not be, and I pray to God that he never be slain nor shamed for me. And as for the king, whom I fight for, I shall require him, as I am his true champion and true knight of the field, that he will have mercy upon this knight. So God me help.